apartment. A brick just lives with his family in a small village. There are high hills all around the village, and away in the distance, there was a dark forest. Jesse was learning to be a hopeful boy. On his first morning, he had to take the sleep ship up to a hill, kneel down on by himself. As Joseph sat and watched the ship, he looked across at the dark forest. His father had said to him, "If you see a wolf come out of forest, you must own me. I will bring the man from the village to help you crush it away." A day went by very slowly. The Joseph grew bolder and wary. He tried of looking at the ship and watching out from the walls. At long last, the sun went down, and he could walk home with the ship. Early the next morning, Joseph had to take the ship up to the wood dam again. The day went by every more slowly than as he sat watching the ship. An idea came to him. "If I pretend that a wolf is coming out of the forest, someone will come running up her to see me," he said to himself. So Joseph shouted down to his father, "Help me, a wolf is coming to get the sheep." "Wolf! Wolf!" Joseph's father quickly called the village men together. They picked up heavy sticks and rushed after him to help Joseph. But when they got to the men down, Jack said, "The wolf went away. When it heard you coming, the wind was glad that the fox had disappeared." They stayed and talking to Joseph for a while, and there they all went back to work. But the next day, Joseph played the same trick again. "Come and help me," he called. "I can see a wolf, wolf, wolf." Again, the man ran up and the hillside to the meadow. "Where is the wolf?" they asked. "We cannot see any werewolf." And with that, they all went back down to the village. The following day, Jesse cried wolf again, but this time when the men came and found no wolf, they were angry with Joseph. "You have called us 3 times now," they said, "and we have never seen a wolf. We didn't believe you anymore, and we are not going to come if you come wolf again." So the next morning, when Joseph woke up to the meadow with the sheep, he knew had the head a long, lonely day ahead of him. When, as he looked over at the forest, he saw a dark sundown moving out of the trees. It was a wolf, and more dark sundowns were following it. Josie was very frightened. He shouted down to the village, Wolf, wolf, I can see a wolf, but the people just went on with their work. We are not going to be tricked again, they said to each other. Josie was terrified. He ran down the hillside shouting, "Help me, help me, the valley are coming out of the fairies. They will get the sheep," but no one took any notice of Josie. He and them to any time. Joseph's father said, "Come with me, Joseph. I will take you back at the hillside. You must look after the sheep." But when Joseph and his father reached the Midian, they saw the terrible sight. The Midianites and killing most of the sheep. "No one came to help me," cried Joseph. "No one listened to me." His father turned to him and said, "You cried off too many times when there was no wolf. So then the valley really came. No one believes you." Joseph felt very sad and very, very sorry about what he had done. And from that moment on, Joseph knew the must always tell the truth so that people could believe him and trust him.